All right, Corinne. So you tested positive for COVID-19. Tell me when you first started feeling symptoms.
Yeah. So I left Haines for the weekend on Thursday for a weekend in Portland. And the first day there on Friday, about midday, came down with kind of a scratchy throat. And later that afternoon, I started hearing from coworkers and friends in Haines that people were testing positive. And I was like, oh no, okay, here we go. And scheduled a test for the next day. And Saturday morning, tested positive for COVID.
What was that moment like? I mean, what was the feeling? What was the emotion that you felt at right then?
Kind of doom, to be honest. You're like, wow, all right, it's happened to me. So much energy over this past year, trying to stay safe, stay away from people. And then this kind of like, all right, submitting to the reality of the situation.
And then you started making calls. I mean, and who was your first call to?
My first call was to you, Mike Swayze, and I wanted to let you know because we were hanging out last weekend at the fair, and then also to kind of prepare for the news coverage that would be happening this week because more and more people in Haines were testing positive. And then, let's see, called my parents. From there, I reached out to the people that I had interviewed because I had definitely lapsed judgment in terms of COVID precautions when covering the fair last weekend, and I did not wear a mask and did not socially distance. So I was interviewing people one-on-one, and so wanted to let them all know about my positive status and encourage them to get a test.
And so tell me about kind of the onset of the symptoms.
It started with a scratchy throat, and from there, kind of descended into a cough, congestion, and then just feeling really tired and run down. And the next couple days, I'd say day three, day four, I was really struggling. I slept a lot, and then also kind of the stress of it, the emotional turmoil. Not knowing how sick you're going to get is very, very stressful. A weird thing, too, on day four, I lost my taste and smell. And that actually has not come back yet.
So no matter how spicy it is, no matter how foul it is, you can't taste it or smell it.
No. I mean, I can't, I've got temperature and I've got texture, but other than that, no taste.
Okay. What was the lowest point during your battle with COVID?
There's a lot of highs and lows. Like I said, this is very emotional, and you're kind of, keeping people updated, but you're also isolated. I had really good support through this quarantine, and it made me think a lot about all the people out there who are quarantined and who are sick and who are grappling with this. And just to know that people really do need help. And so for our listeners, like, first of all, I just want to say you're not alone and it's a hard sickness. But also, if you are able to check on people, if you are able to help, if you're able to just drop off dinner or groceries or just check in with like a text or a call, it does mean a lot to combat that isolation. And people do need help right now.
Thanks so much for sharing this story. I think it's important for people to hear firsthand what the journey through COVID-19 looks like.
Of course. Thank you.